Boomin' want some more, nigga.
Yo, welcome to the Sports Centric Podcast. I'm your host, Saeed. I'm here with my boy, West Kozo.
Yes, sir. Hey, man. How you holding up? How you feeling, man? This is, look, how you feeling? Before we get into how you feeling, how you doing?
I'm good, bro. It's been a wild week. I think this is crazy. This bad energy. I don't think it's just me. I think the world, there's a lot of bad energy in the world right now, you know?
I'm not feeling that, man. I guess I've been too focused on which is it's good and bad, right? It's bad because you want to be self-aware, but it's good because I've been so into sports lately that it's like I go to work, I do my job, I've been busy at work, but then I got something to look forward to. Monday night, Thursday night, I got the NBA finals, we got college football. I'm just like, you know, of course, we smacked Florida State last week or 2 weeks ago, whatever. And then we got this big game, this huge game, Saturday. And primetime boys, again, three game days in a row, which might be a record, might tie the record, I don't know. But I definitely want to. How are you feeling about this game, man? It's you know, the number 7 ranked Miami Hurricanes take on the number 1 ranked Clemson Tigers.
How am I feeling?
And before, just remember this now. They last two scores, Miami versus Clemson is like 96-3 combined. Now go ahead. How you feeling? How you feeling about this game? What do you think is going to happen with this game? And what do you think the results of this game are going to be?
How I'm feeling, okay? Mm-hmm. I'm cautiously optimistic.
Okay. That's good.
Cautiously optimistic. Like I said, I think I've said before, this is not the same Clemson team that we've been looking at last 3 or 4 years. It's not the same guys. I think a lot of people are so intimidated, and it intimidates me just because they have the best quarterback and the best running back in the country, which are the most glamorous positions in football. It's probably quarterback and running back.
Yeah.
And they got the best. But if you really look at their team, it's just not the same. Like, they don't have the same type of receivers. They don't have the defense is definitely not the type of defense from, you know, 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. But I also have that PTSD.
Yep.
You know?
Yep. No, I know. Oh. I know.
So, and listening, like, I've been listening to a few podcasts. Kelvin Harris. Shout out to Kelvin Harris.
Yeah.
He will make you so confident that they will win. I think they'll win at least 10 points.
Hey, we need to get him on an episode, man. That dude is – I love that guy, yeah, man.
Like, every time I listen to him, I'm like, yeah, we're going to win, you know?
yeah, we got to.
But I would say the keys to the main keys to victory, just no mistakes. No fumbles. No, like there's no room for error. If there's error, their picks or their fumbles or their like bad penalties, we will lose. You know? But my prediction is 28-24 Clemson. I think it will be a close game until the fourth quarter, and I think that Clemson will have the ball and they will run out the clock. It'll be one of those things where we're right there, but we just can't stop on a third down or whatnot, and they'll win 28-24. So Zoe, how you feeling, brother?
So here's the thing. Here's where my PTSD kicks in, okay? We are 0-3 after bye weeks, including losses to FIU, Louisiana Tech. I get it. That was with our old offensive coordinator, old quarterback, who to a lot of people, not just me, wasn't taking this super serious. I think with Rhett Lashley, so I was actually watching the Virginia versus Clemson game, the condensed version, because I don't got ACC Network, not paying for that shit. And
what'd you see? I didn't see it. I didn't see the game.
Yeah, so here's the thing. So watch it, man. So the final score, right, was what? Clemson 41, UVA 23. Here's the thing. That score, I think that UVA left 14 points on the board. There was a drive where, don't get me wrong, like the Clemson cornerback, I don't know his name, he made this crazy one-handed interception. It was like ESPN top plays, right? Crazy interception in the red zone, one-handedly. I don't think he makes that play necessarily on Miami. The receiver didn't swat the ball away. The kid or whatever, he kind of gave up on that play. UVA was moving the ball, 41-23, and I think they left 14 points on the board, probably more. They had issues with UVA's quarterback, okay? You know, don't get me wrong, he's an athlete, but he's no De'Aaron King.
Yeah.
Who was it? You know the UCS quarterback last year or the year? The one that had the nasty foot injury, like McKenzie or something like that?
McKenzie Milton.
Yeah, yeah. He was on Instagram Live with Notre Dame's quarterback.
Wimbush,
yep. Did you see that?
I saw that little clip.
He was like, I think Miami can do it. And he has absolutely no dog in his fight, right? He went to UCF, never played Miami, never played Clemson. He was like, I honestly believe that De'Aaron King, I like what De'Aaron King can do. And I think Miami can beat Clemson. What UVA's quarterback doing, he's way slower than De'Aaron King. Right, he's taller. That's about it. He's not as accurate as De'Aaron King, because mind you, so De'Aaron King is almost at 70% completion percentage. But if you take in the drops, bro, he's close. He's teetering close around 80%. Granted, yes, we played UAB, but guess what? UAB still has that one loss, and they've been blowing everybody else out. Yeah, we beat the dog shit out of Florida State. They're trash. I get it. Louisville, yes, they're 1-3, but I'm not discounting Louisville. Louisville still has one of the best offenses in the ACC. Their defense just hasn't been good since I've been alive. You know what I'm saying? Louisville's going to score points. I think Louisville wins this weekend against Georgia Tech. Anyways, what he was doing with his feet, I think De'Aaron King will add so much pressure to Clemson that I think it's not going to be that. That 58-0, that 38-3. That's not going to happen. We will score on Clemson. Their linebacker, Baylen Specter, the kid with the fucking neck pad, bro.
Yeah, I heard about him.
Bro, you really think, bro, I'm sorry. Like, he's don't get me wrong. He's a thumper. That dude can hit. He's smart.
Yeah.
He can play ball, but he's not going to contain Brevin Jordan and Will Mallory. That's not going to happen. Our wide receivers need to win those. They need to win those one-on-one matchups. But D. Wiggins, he will get behind them. What I like Bubba Bolden. They're worried about Bubba Bolden. I was reading their stuff from their fans, from their coaches, even from Trevor Lawrence, right? Because they're asking about Miami. They know what Bubba Bolden is. They know about Quincy Roche and Jalen Phillips. I needed defensive tackles to eat. I think. And it could just be like, here's the thing. Okay. Everyone said, oh, Clemson's used to playing in these games. Clemson's used to playing in these games. Miami, we play in those games. Not as much as Clemson because they've been in the playoffs, right? But here's the thing. De'Aaron King last year battled against Jalen Hurts. Yeah, Oklahoma won, But De'Aaron King was still balling. It was like 31 to 40, something like that. With Houston against Washington State, De'Aaron King made them competitive. And Washington State was, you know, they were putting up 30, 40 points a game. Again, they were number 20 against Houston. De'Aaron King is not afraid of these moments. He doesn't get starstruck. I think I'm more worried about our wide receivers than anyone else on their offense. People talking about our O-line, yeah. They're not that good against, you know, but Clemson's D-line, that monster D-line they had, are all pros now. We haven't allowed a sack yet. And the sacks that De'Aaron King took with the three so far were on him. Our O-line, and I think I'm trying to calm myself down, bro, because I think we can win this fucking game, man. Rhett Lashley, I think he's when you see him call plays, man, he sets plays up like he set up a play like 10 plays prior, right?
He has so much swag.
He does, and he's so smart when it comes to play calling. This man literally against Louisville, Rooster's touchdown, his 75-yard touchdown, he set that shit up like 10 offensive plays previously, and it worked. This man is playing chess. Now, what, Venables, where, how the hell you say his last name? The defensive coordinator from Clemson. He's good. Yeah. I get it. He's good.
He's the best.
He's good.
He's the best.
But
he's the best you see.
Here's the thing. UVA, University of Virginia, Arlington, whatever. I don't know what the hell. University of Virginia. Them boys could have scored more points than 23 points on Clemson. I don't think they have an answer for De'Aaron King. Our running game, yeah, I get it. They got Travis Etienne. He's the best running back in the ACC, arguably one of the best running backs in the country. All right. But what I would not sit here and do and just not throw Cam Harris in that conversation. This man has 300 rushing yards, over 300 rushing yards in three games, averaging over 100 yards a game. Yes, Louisville's defense ain't that great. Florida State's whack. UAB ain't that good. Look at our cupcake games. They had Citadel 49-0. UAB will beat Citadel 42-0 as well, or 42-10. They will beat, you know, UAB will beat the dog shit out of Citadel. My final score prediction, I think we win the game, man.
What's the score, bro?
I'm gonna say 38-35. And I'm gonna say we have the ball because we score fast, right? So we score way faster than they do. They're methodical. They drive. We score. They score. We score. They score. I think we get the ball to like, I don't know, 30, 40-yard line. And guess who makes the game-winning kick for us? Our boy, Borey Gallen. Redemption from always missing kicks last year. Borey Gallen is pushing in the upright for a Miami dub.
I know you said receivers is a big concern for you. Like, yes. Anything else that you see that you're like,
so
other than receivers and Pope at punt returner, because that's probably the most obvious. He's the most obvious thing. Worry.
And people were, you know, here's what I do appreciate. I ain't gonna lie. Here's what I appreciate about our coaches. Manny Diaz, our entire coaching staff, they know. And I think it goes credit also to, like, our reporters, you know, that that interact with us on Twitter, because they see our tweets, right? The reporters, they're also a part of Kane's Twitter. They're not oblivious. The coaches, Coach Cooney, he interacts with people. Manny Diaz will like stuff here and there. Rhett Lashley, they see it. Okay, it's not like they don't see it. They see it, and Manny Diaz. He's heard the concerns about the punt returner position. And he said, his words were, Monday's depth chart isn't Saturday's depth chart. And so he's like, I hear what y'all saying. We fucking know, like, we're the head coaches. We got it. They were talking about putting X back there, returner. And I want, you know, X or Rooster. Because yeah, I want Mark Pope to have that confidence, but wouldn't he? Is he if he's not gonna break one?
Yeah,
you know, he hasn't. It's not like he's taken anywhere so far this season.
Or came close or done anything.
Yeah, you know, so, and again, look, you already know I'm a Mark Pope fan. I'm not going to hate on a dude. But we cannot afford, we could afford those drop punts against Florida State. We could afford them against UAB, against Louisville, but we cannot. I think we got to play. We have to play fucking perfect to beat Clemson. Clemson is what, 44-2 their last since 2015 against the ACC.
Damn.
Yeah, with the most recent loss was some crazy upset by Syracuse. I think that was, if I remember correctly, like a year or two ago or 3 years ago.
Is it either Syracuse or – yeah, it was Syracuse. Yeah, yeah, and then Pitt before that.
Yeah,
I remember.
Yeah. Those are it. So here's the thing. Again, Clemson is not unbeatable. I don't – looking at the talent we got, I don't think we're that far off. I really don't think – our O-line, I think, it's not like they're going to get – it's not like they're going to – how Florida did this last year where they got fucking 9 sacks against a true freshman. Yeah. That's not going to happen. We're not giving up 9 sacks to Clemson. Not with Derrick King. Dude, if you watch the condensed game, Virginia versus Clemson. The quarterback, and somebody posted something from one of the Clemson boards, and they were like, we might have problems in Miami. We couldn't contain a white fucking quarterback.
Oh, he was white too?
Yeah. That's what the Clemson board said. They said we couldn't contain a white
quarterback. Yo, King is about to eat him up, bro.
I think Derrick King – look, Derrick King – and I was watching his interview, you know, because of course this is the biggest game in college football this weekend. I don't care what nobody
says. Of the year, it's the biggest.
It's easy because Florida they want to let me tell you something. There was a poll done by ESPN. I was at work. I was chilling, whatever. I was like, oh, let me take a little break to go read my football real quick. And I voted on this poll, and it said, what's the biggest game? And this was non-biased. It's not like it was a Canes Insight or, you know, 24-7 thing. It was ESPN.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Miami versus Clemson, Texas A&M, I believe them versus Florida.
Yeah.
And then the last game, it was another big game this weekend. And basically, well, the poll was just like, what do you think is the biggest game? Or which game has the biggest implication to playoffs this football season? I think it was Tennessee and Georgia, right? So you got number 7 versus number 1, number 3 Georgia versus number 14 Tennessee, and then number 4 Florida versus number 21 Texas A&M. And of course, you already know I was going to vote for Miami, but I did. I click it, and they were overwhelmingly. Like, that was the unanimous answer. Yeah. And then I guess it was a questionnaire. And ESPN told me, they said, you are correct. Because mathematically, whoever can lose that one has the best chance. So this was the best two teams that are playing each other this Saturday. All right. And it's a reason, obviously, they're college game day. But this game is huge. Derrick King, I don't think he gets rattled. As we saw so far, this man is focused, right?
Yeah.
He's not like a quarterback last year. You know, I appreciate what he did. I still think that man could have fucking done good things in Miami if he focused, if he wasn't partying, if he wasn't joking around, if he wasn't being silly, if he wasn't smoking weed, if he wasn't fucking sneaking out and partying, doing all this stupid shit instead of focusing. I get it. You're in college. But Derrick King, man, shouts out to Derrick King, dude. He had a conversation with his dad, you know, RIP to his dad, man. And they had a serious conversation. Dad told him to choose Miami. Remember, and I'm just going a little off tangent. I'll come back to Clemson. Remember when we tried to get Jalen Hurts to come to Miami, right? We came, we wined him and dined him. We took him to the clubs. But eventually, he chose Oklahoma. It was between, I think, us and Oklahoma. Jaden Hazelwood, same thing, 5-star receiver. He a little salty. He, because Canes fans are going at him every time Oklahoma loses, they go and talk shit to him. And he made a tweet. I'm in y'all heads rent free, and we're like, it's not that you're rent free. It's just that you talk shit to us, like we gonna talk shit back.
He hasn't done nothing, bro. So he needs to like.
I think he's hurt right now. So I give him that. he's hurt.
Even last year, he didn't because I paid attention to him. He didn't do much last year.
Yeah. And he's at old rent free. We're like, you saying rent free, but we're number 7, and y'all just lost twice to Kansas State and Iowa State, or whatever the fuck you lost to. So you were talking all that shit. Like, we just calling you out on it because you try to publicly embarrass us. So we're going to publicly embarrass you. Because Miami fans are petty, as you know. Anyways, all seriousness, Jalen Hurts and Jaden Hazelwood, the two big reasons Jalen Hurts, I believe it was he didn't think Miami was serious about winning. Because when he came to Miami, we were partying. The boys were just joking around, laughing. He didn't get that. They really want to win vibe. And Oklahoma was more business. So he went to Oklahoma. Jaden Hazelwood said, how y'all get beat by a basketball school and y'all partying, y'all joking around, y'all laughing. Y'all wasn't upset or angry. And he didn't want to play with that. And so Manny Diaz said as well on one of his interviews, when De'Aaron King and his father came, he wanted to show them that we were dead serious about winning. And De'Aaron King said, I got the vibe that they were dead serious about winning. It was no more joking around, playing, laughing, doing stupid stuff. It was, you know, we want to win a national, not just the ACC or the Coastal. We want to win a national championship. And he came, he signed with us. So, that being said, back to Clemson, Miami. I think our boys aren't one. They're not afraid of Clemson. I think Al Blades, you saw Ivy against Florida State. What happened? Tell me what happened, Saeed.
I mean, Ivy was terrific, man.
There he was. That he was. He
was locked down, bro.
He locked down the number one, Tamari Ontario, who had 1,100 yards receiving last year. Locked his ass the fuck up. What receiver, let's be honest. Okay, Tamari Ontario looked like ass against us. He had like zero fucking catches or whatever. Or one catch for like 4 yards. Who the fuck knows? Anyways, what receiver? There's not a receiver on Clemson that is as talented as Tamari. I know Florida State's absolute garbage. I get it. I know Clemson's a way better team. But there is not a wide receiver on Clemson's roster that is as talented as Tamari Terry. Tamari Terry is the best wide receiver in the SEC.
Yeah, he might be the best receiver in the nation. He might
Maybe. It's hard.
He reminds me of Josh Gordon. The way he plays. He just around crap.
Exactly. And I think he reminded me like Emmanuel Sanders, but again, his quarterback play with James Blackman was better. With that Travis kid they got, they're more running the ball. He's more like a running quarterback than really throwing the ball. I don't know if he's gonna be able to air it out, obviously, this weekend against Notre Dame, but I do believe that. If DJ Ivy, remember, I said we always see them glimpses, right? We saw against Pitt. Then we just saw against these guys, against Florida State, against the best receiver in the ACC. It wasn't Al Blades on him. It was DJ Ivy on him. So I think our corners are – they're going to be okay. With Bubba Bolden flying around back there, dude, I think our defense is going to hold up. I think they're going to – it's going to be the best defense Clemson faces until the playoffs. I think we're better than Notre Dame. I'm not afraid of Notre Dame.
Yeah. I think the one thing that worries me, I think our secondary will hold up. The D-line is nasty. Mm-hmm. It's just those linebackers against Etienne. That's a little, you know, that's a little like do you trust Jennings? Bradley Jennings to be there to freaking wrap up on Etienne.
What, so
you trust him to do that?
Yeah, man. I think he needs that real test, and this is gonna be it. Here's why. So yeah, the linebackers would worry me a little, but Zach McLeod has been playing better. I think, and I'm being dead serious. I think Bubba Bolden is the best safety in definitely in the ACC, but maybe college football right now. He's like in the Thorpe, Jim Thorpe. He's already on the watch list. So it's not just me, again, being a biased fan. Bubba Bolden has made up for so many, like, mistakes. He's cleaned up so much as a safety. And Gilbert Frierson is also cleaning up as a striker. So I think that allows our linebackers to play free and go after it. Jalen Phillips, come on, dog. You saw him against Florida State before he got ejected. He was eating them alive. They were so afraid fucking up our defensive tackles, but fucking them up. I get it. Florida State is trash. They're going to be garbage this year. I get it. But it's not because of lack of talent. I will say this to Florida State. It is 100% not a lack of talent. They have talent on their roster. They are just being poorly coached. Their attitude is terrible. They've given up already. And it's hard to come back from that. So I did see...
We'll see against Notre Dame. We'll see against Notre Dame.
I will give them this, that they haven't given up completely. And look, Florida State is garbage. I'm going to keep saying that because it's true. But watching them play against Jacksonville State when they were down 14-0, and I was like, is this real? And I was loving it. It was funny.
Showed heart.
They did.
They showed heart, though. I give it to them.
They could have easily gave up, and they came back and battled. And I think for confidence-wise, that was huge. Because they came back, and then they scored 40-something points. Pretty much. I mean, halftime, they were down 21-14, and they scored pretty much 30 points, on, like, almost unanswered. Right? So they have, again, a talented roster. They snapped out of it, and they was like, dude, it's Jacksonville State. They should have beat them, and they beat them. But Jalen Phillips is giving them fits with a talented roster, even though it is poorly coached and have a terrible attitude. I don't think, dude, I was watching, just watch the condensed game against Clemson, UVA Clemson.
Yeah.
UVA's line was giving Trevor fits for a bit too. And we have a better line.
Yeah.
I want them to come in too cocky because we're going to hit them in the mouth.
I think, I want to see, you know what I would love to see, like, early in the game? And I don't care if he gets a target. I want to see Amari Carter just go out there and just lay down that lumber and freaking – I don't care if he gets a target. I want him to freaking go in there and freaking just set the tone.
I want him to lay out Etienne. I want him to lay him out. And, you know,
or anybody, a receiver, anybody, you know, just lay someone out.
I need it to be one of the superstars. I need it to be Etienne.
I want to make it count.
Etienne or Trevor Lawrence. Etienne, he's one of my Haitian brothers. I'll show him love once he go pro. But as of right now, I want Amari Carter to take him off his fucking feet and show him that Miami is not. We didn't just come to play in the big game. We came to win the big game. I hear people say, you come to Miami to play in big games like this. Fuck that. You come to Miami to win big games like this.
I think I'm starting to see, like, at the three games, you know, I think there was a lot of position battles going on, like, especially on defense. You know, we're like, okay, is it going to be Keandre?
Yep.
Or is it going to be Gilbert? Okay. Is it going to be DJ Ivy or will Couch take his spot? I think we're starting to see people solidify their place. Like, we see that Gilbert needs to be playing a lot more than Keandre at this point. We see that DJ's got his spot locked down. It's just, again, the one problem. I think McLeod has his spot locked down. I think it's just that other linebacker. It's just, we don't know. Is Jennings any good? You know, Steed better? Is Austin Cave? Should he be playing? You know, should Sam Brooks be playing? It's up. That's the one position on defense I'm like, you know, iffy about. Everything else seems pretty like we know Nesta is the man, and we know Ford is, you know, really good, and we see Harrison Hunt is making plays.
So I love when Harrison Hunt comes in the game.
That three man rotation
comes in.
He's really good, bro. He's really good. But one point I want to make that I've seen people making is that about how Lashley is like saving stuff. Okay, he has stuff saved, and I agree with that. I think two players that we haven't seen a lot of that I think will be like featured is Will Mallory, because we've seen him here and there, but we know he's a monster, and Jermiah Payton. So I think Payton and Mallory are two players he's kind of been saving, because if you look at Payton last game, he barely played. He barely played. Too, and Mallory, so
you need it. You need a save.
I think he got COVID. Shit. I believe he got COVID, and he sat out the previous game, but he was healthy. And I think he's their best receiver. I'm like, yo, why is he not playing? I'm trying to put two and two together. I was like, yo, he's saving them, bro. Because Redding even played over him this past game. I think Mallory, I don't even remember Mallory getting any targets. We know he is a freaking monster.
I thought it was the Florida State game. It could have been the Louisville game.
The game before he had a
70-some yard touch or a catch that got called back.
Yeah. That was the game before. But this past game, they didn't even target him. So I think those two players are kind of being saved, and they'll be featured a lot in this game.
Our two tight end set versus their linebackers, that's a mismatch. That's a mismatch, bro.
All they talk about is Brevin, but I'm telling you, we got this monster.
I think that might be strategy, because we know about Will. Miami fans, we know about Will.
We know.
And I think that might be part of it, man. Just Brevin. And then you got Will, because Will, come on, dog. Will is a fucking baller, man.
He's a monster, bro.
Oh, man. I think we have a two-headed monster.
He just got to catch the ball. He just got to catch the ball.
He doesn't drop it too much, but he definitely drops it. Like, I'm more confident throwing to Brevin than Will, but I'm also still confident throwing to Will. Right? Will's taller. Because Brevin's like 6'3", and Will's like 6'5", right? But Brevin can block, unlike that Florida wide receiver. Kyle Pitts.
Did you see that clip of Brevin Jordan blocking Corey Durden?
Mm-hmm.
Bro, Durden is like, he's a D-tackle. He's really good. He's going to be in the NFL next season. Bro, he freaking manhandled him.
Brevin went straight at
bro,
him. That attitude and energy that Brevin, that swag that Brevin plays with, bro, it's contagious. Because what Manny said, the team, the offense takes on the attitude and the energy of the quarterback. And Brevin was always confident, but I think he's so much more confident with De'Aaron King back there, man. Like, he can be himself, because you can trust your quarterback. Granted, yes, no quarterback's perfect, right? De'Aaron King, he has missed some throws. He's missed not too many, but he's missed some touchdowns. I think he's missed maybe 4 or 5 touchdowns this season. But he makes up for it, right? Because he'll miss a throw that's a touchdown. All right, cool, but third and long. And then that's when Rhett Lashley comes in. And so far, what I like, dude, I remember last year, if it was like 3rd and 5, I'm like, fuck, here we go.
Yes.
But dude, now it's like 3rd and 12, and I'm like, this is still manageable. Like, now we can still get these first downs. And I'm like, I am so confident going into, I have never been this confident going into a game. Cause even the year we lost 38-3. Let's be honest. Yes, we didn't have the quarterback, but a lot of stuff didn't go out.
Yeah, Malik
we
Rozier.
Didn't have a quarterback, but a lot of stuff didn't go our way. I remember one of the plays where we intercepted the ball, we forced the fumble, and we picked it up. We fumbled it back, or we intercepted the ball. We fumbled it, or it was a fumble and they recovered it. It looks like the ball just wasn't bouncing our way. And of course we
it's like first play of the game, he missed Jeff Thomas, right? Wide open, deep pass, he missed him.
Right, it's just little things that weren't going our way. But our offense, bro, we're one of the top offenses in the – not just the ACC, in the country. We haven't been that in, like, over a decade. We're in the top – the last time we had a good offense that was at least could put up points over 30-some points a game on average, I think it was Al Golden years. Like, that was the last time with Stephen Morris. I remember we was, like, consistently scoring maybe 30, 40 points a game. And now we have our defense flying to the ball. our offense putting up points, driving, moving the ball. Derek King gives any team fits, right? That's like a Lamar Jackson. Somebody look, Clemson, Trevor Lawrence can run. Let's not act like he's a pocket passer. He can scramble. And he's 6'6", like 2-something. He's a big dude. That's why I said I want – that's why I said I want Lamar to stick him or Travis Etienne. I want him to stick someone in the middle. We here – we play. We here to – not just to play but to win, which drives me to an important question. It's not is the U back. It is has our juniors and seniors made the crib great? Have they already made the crib great? I'll let you go in first, and then I'll give my thoughts on it.
We got to see. It's yet to be answered. I mean, like I said, we just got to compete with the best. You know, if we go out there and we compete and it's a close game, then I would say yes. Because in the past, we couldn't compete with the elite. Like, this, like when we beat Notre Dame mm-hmm. years ago, I was a really good Notre Dame team, but like Notre Dame gets smashed by Alabama every year, you know, or, you know, the Notre Dame can't compete with the best. So we're supposed to smash, we're supposed to beat Notre Dame. It's just, it's no great feat. It was a great feat for us, but it's no great feat to beat Notre Dame. Like Bama, Clemson, Georgia, LSU, these are the best of the best. But to compete with the best of the best,
I think we're better than LSU right now.
That's a big step.
I think we're better than LSU.
This year, yes.
Right? You were number 7 in the country. Back in 2018, we got to number 2. We all knew the glaring weakness, and it was exposed. Our quarterback play. It was exposed. Got it. Offense wasn't even – we weren't really scoring like that. 2018, man, we was getting pick sixes and fumble return for touchdowns. Like, our defense was scoring a lot. And that kind of – it kind of hid some of the weaknesses of the offense. This year, dude, looking at the ACC, I think we're the clear number 2 team, even better than Notre Dame. We beat Clemson. I'm not going to say it's a fluke. I think we can. And I'd say we're the clear number 1 team in the ACC. I think we can beat LSU, right? I think we can beat the Gators. The Gators defense is not – they've been allowing over 30 points so far, something like that. Like this weekend, I can almost guarantee Texas A&M is going to score at least 28 points. No one has scored over, like, I think besides that Clemson game, the 38, like, no one has scored that much on Miami in Manny Diaz's time at the U, ever. That was that one game. I think we are legitimate one of the best teams in the country. I think we are legitimately one of the best teams in the country. And I believe that these kids so far have started – the legacy of making Miami great. They made the crib great. It's not just how we're undefeated. We're winning right now. We are dominating wins. We did what we were supposed to do against UAB, against Louisville, against Florida State. Because Clemson would have beat Florida State the same way. We did what we were supposed to do. That's, to me, the signs of a great team. Not only that, you see that swagger back. You see what recruiting is doing, right? We're starting to keep our top kids home. That momentum, I believe it started with when Nesta really came out. Because it was Nesta that started that. Why not make the crib great? Nesta started that when he chose us over Florida, right? Of course, everyone wanted to make Miami good again. We want to be great. But Nesta started, why not make the crib great? And he is living up. He is, and look, he's one of the best defensive tackles in the ACC. Is he number 1? No. But he's playing like one of the top, I'll say 5 defensive tackles in the ACC this season. Our D-line is getting pressure. Now, we're going to see what happens against Clemson. I am not afraid of Clemson. I don't think our boys are afraid of Clemson. I know for a fact. You see Jalen Phillips and Bubba Bolden, they are really, really excited to play this game. They really, really... Derek King, he reminds me of like Derrick Rose, where he's not like really like super like emotional. He doesn't wear his emotions on his sleeve. He just like, yeah, it's a big game, but it's what it is. Like Derrick King is just like, yeah, whatever. Like I'm gonna go out there and play. I'm not afraid of Clemson. He's not.
No, he's not scared.
I mean,
I don't think they should be scared of that defense, bro. It's not Dexter Lawrence, Colin Farrell, Wilkins, gone, Isaiah Simmons.
They're all gone.
Simmons. They had two cornerbacks. So I think one went, Mullen went second round, and the homeboy just went first round this year, the guy who got burnt by LSU. And they had that really, that white safety who was really good. It's just not the same. All those guys are gone, bro. Like, I'm sure I don't know the young players. I'm sure they're good, but they're young.
Yeah, they haven't been tested by a good offense yet. I'm sorry. Wake Forest is not a great powerhouse offense. Citadel is absolute. Like, shout out to Citadel, I guess, but they can't compete with Clemson. And UVA was the first team that almost kind of tested it. And you see, again, UVA, like, they left at least 14 points on the board with bad turnovers.
Did you ever see that? Did you see the Ohio State Clemson game, the semifinal game last year? Bro, Ohio State was like on the verge of blowing them out. They were right there. Ohio State
could have won that one if Justin Fields doesn't throw the interception at the end. And I think that was miscommunication with him and the wide receiver. Because as soon as he let it go, you saw it was like, no, fuck. And then they lost that game. Dude, Ohio Clemson.
But they were giving it to them for a little bit.
Clemson is the number one team in the country. I know they are number one. I think it's Alabama.
No, they're not.
Alabama right now.
I'm gonna tell you what. I mean, I might be way off base, so I might be crazy, but like I said, I'm predicting Clemson to win, but I really think Miami could win. Miami wins, like they win. The best two teams in the country might be Miami or Florida. I'm not gonna lie, they might be the best two teams in the country.
Florida had. I'm being serious. That Kyle Trask to Kyle Pitts connection, the quarterback to wide receiver connection. I love saying that because it gets Garrett's pissed because he's a tight end. But no, I think they have a legit offense, man. They have a legitimate. I told you this from the beginning. I thought Kyle Trask is one of the best quarterbacks in the country. I'm being dead serious.
He's no troll.
I told you I thought he was one of the best because I liked what I saw from him last year. I don't know why people kept asking for like Emory Jones or whatever the hell. I'm like, dude, you guys have a legit quarterback. And whatever that high school those two went to.
Did you see Tony? Did you see Kadarius Tony? He made that play last week. I just saw a highlight. I actually didn't watch any games last week. But dude, he did one crazy. He's the guy he scored on Miami last year when they missed all those tackles.
I saw that. He made some
crazy.
When he broke like six tackles.
He made a crazy play. Yeah, last I saw that. One. Yeah, I mean, bro, he's good, bro. He's good. Seems like their offensive line is pretty good,
their defense is that good.
They don't have a dynamic running back.
Their number one running back has 18 carries. Like that's how much like Chaney and Rooster have. Like they just don't have the ball out. That's it.
They don't have a dynamic running back. It's like by committee. I mean, who knows? Lingard might be the best running back. They're just not giving him any burn.
I saw something that said it's basically saying similar thing to Miami. He doesn't really got the playbook down. That's at least what I'm seeing from Gator fans is he doesn't have the playbook down.
I seen him reply saying, I know the playbook. I seen him
that's say funny. That. Well, because look.
Because someone said that and he replied. It was like, I know the playbook. My time is coming.
Well, if DeMarcus Bowman goes there, I don't know if it's time coming, dude. Being honest with you, because Bowman—that's the back I wanted. Like I love that we got Rooster, but I wanted Bowman too.
Yeah. But it's crazy. It's crazy. Like, okay, so he's number four on the depth chart, or three, or whatever. Four. The guys, I mean, like I know they're running backs. They're good. But none of their running backs are really that good. I mean, they're average running
backs. They're not Pierce dynamic. Is average.
Malik Davis is average. Yeah, they're not. They're not
that game changer that you can. Yeah. They can break. Like, yeah, It was, P. Ryan was their guy like last year, and he's gone to the league. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
They're all solid. Like Pierce is solid. Malik Davis is solid, and I'm not sure who their third running back. I know they have Naquan Wright. I'm not sure who he's playing. But they're solid running backs, but they're not like you would think Lingard could get carries. You would think he could get like 6, 7, 8 carries. I don't know. It's crazy.
That's what he should have done. He should have went to UCF. But it is what it is.
Should have went to FAU, bro.
Willie's undefeated. Florida State has. Well, he's only played one game, but still. Yeah, man. So this Saturday, was it 7 p.m. Eastern, I think?
7:30. Usually 7:30 starts.
I have
7:30.
I've been on the West Coast for like a year and a half, and I still keep like, what time versus this time? It's like a 3-hour difference or whatever. So I never really know what time the game starts, but I always check it, and I'm like, all right, cool. I think we're going to pull it off, man. I think – and, yeah, it could just be me being biased, but I think we have talent. Like, our secondary is really, really good. Like, we have NFL players in our secondary, in our defensive line, on our offensive line. I think John Campbell and those guys, Jared Williams, NFL potential. I think we have a Heisman-worthy quarterback. Tight ends are NFL. Our running backs are NFL. I think it's not like – I don't think we get blown out. I think we win the game. And I already actually – I put them on my ticket, Miami to win.
Did you bet on the spread?
I took the spread and the over/under.
Yeah, I think the spread. I think it opened up. I believe it was like 14.5.
So when I very first saw it, the first one I saw was 17. Then it was 15. I think now it's like 14.
I think I seen it down to 13.5, which is, you know, that means people are betting on Miami. Yeah, that's why it's getting lower and lower.
Again, like to me, if I take the spread, so if we win or cover the spread, I win money. But I think we actually win the game. I know, look, Trevor Lawrence is going to be the best quarterback we play all year, hands down, and then Sam Howell. But again, I think North Carolina is about to get beat this weekend to Virginia Tech. Because I don't think North Carolina is that good. I think they're kind of what we were in like 2018, but they have a good quarterback, but their defense is not that good. So I don't know. I think we win this game, man. And then we're going against an NFL quarterback. We're going against a first round pick in the NFL. That's what we're going up against right now.
A Pro Bowl.
We're going up against one of the best quarterbacks ever, right? In college football, it looks like.
Yeah. See, I've been watching like college football since like I gotta stop saying like so many times. But I've been watching college football since maybe like really hard since maybe like 96.
Mm-hmm.
Around that time, okay? There are only three quarterbacks. He's a third quarterback. I was like, yo, they are going to be superstar NFL quarterbacks. They will be great. Like, there's no doubt about it. That mm-hmm. was Peyton Manning, Andrew Luck, and this guy. Like, he will be a Hall of Fame quarterback. Like, yeah, that's how I feel about him. So I think he's... like they call him a generational talent. Like he's a like people say like John Elway was one of those quarterbacks in the
80s. He reminded me of John Elway, dude.
So he's amazing, bro.
I think he's one of the best quarterbacks that we're ever gonna face, you know, and I'm glad we get to play him. I know our boys are excited, but here's the thing. One more thing. You forget like so another reason I think our safeties are gonna be a good matchup, because their team, their coaches literally mentioned Bubba Bolden in particular because he flies all over the place. And guess who's going to help him break down Trevor Lawrence? Ed Reed. I don't think, bro, there's no quarterback in the world that can always be Ed Reed. literally, even Peyton Manning, who was one of the best quarterbacks. You can make the argument him and Tom Brady to be some of the best quarterbacks of all time. Even they would get worked by Ed Reed at times. And they hated playing Ed Reed. He was like, Peyton Manning was like, when I'm playing Ed Reed, dude, I gotta check like 20 fucking things. And I still sometimes fuck up. He'll still pick me off. Trevor Lawrence is not better than Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
At Peyton Manning's prime. Not yet, anyways. So I think Ed Reed's granted, Ed Reed's not out there playing. I got it. But he's coaching, he's helping them understand the game. He's helping Bubba Bolden, Gervin Hall even. He's helping those safeties understand the game. I think that's going to be huge when it comes to Clemson this weekend.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's and I'm gonna tell you what, it wouldn't surprise me if we blow them out too. I think that's a possibility. I think we could go in there and blow them out too.
I saw a stat that somebody said, you know, with Trevor with a clean pocket is like completing like 70% of his passes, but when he's pressured or blitzed, he's completing 35%. They haven't the best line they went up against so far was Virginia. That was the best defensive line. He's gonna go up against one of the best defensive lines he's about to play right now. And I think we pressure him. If we keep scoring on offense, I don't think they stop our offense. I'm sorry. I don't think no one stops our offense. But if we keep scoring and they get pressured and they get hurried up, granted halftime they'll come out. They're not some scrub team. They've been in this situation. They know how to, you know, keep their composure and come back and win. But it wouldn't surprise me if we did them like LSU did them. It don't surprise me if Derek King comes in this 1 year, has that Cam Newton type year where he goes to unranked Auburn and wins a national championship, right? And goes pro. It don't surprise me if Derek King has that thing, because you saw what Rhett Lashley did with Shane, Boucher with him at SMU, and that was 1 year. And Boucher didn't get there until like summer, like almost before the season started. You saw what happened there, and now you see what he's doing with Derek King. I get, you know, of course, Clemson is the popular pick. Everyone's gonna pick Clemson. But I'm a ride faithfully with the Canes, man. I think it starts with believing, and I think and some people might not think this has anything to do with it, but I think the fans and support of believing in our kids, our boys, gives them that motivation as well. It gives them extra motivation. If they go out there like, okay, our fan, we're gonna prove our fans, and now you're playing against Clemson, now you're playing against the fans. But I think putting that energy out there, showing that, hey, I think we're gonna beat them, because look, let's be honest, we both know the players on Twitter see the shit. They comment on it, they see it, they hear it. It's impossible. We both know that. So I think if you start to see that positive energy, like, dang, they really believe in us. We don't want to let ourselves down. We don't want to let our coaches down. We don't want to let our city down, our fans down. I think they can do it, man. And I'm riding with them this weekend.
Yeah, man. I mean, after this, I'm gonna change my pick. I got to. I'll go to Miami, 36, Clemson, 27. Mm. 36-27
Miami. Dude, I would love it, man. I would love it. I think, look, I know our boys are ready to play. Clemson, you know, they're gonna try to do a stupid turnover chain, break it, but I think we could beat that. I know we're going into Death Valley, but what way to set the tone for a season than to go and beat Clemson? That would be the best thing if we beat Clemson this year. Because no one else got a shot. Only us and Notre Dame have a shot. And I don't think Notre Dame could do it. Notre Dame can't do it. I think our quarterback is just it's too much. He's going to give him fits. Two AC quarterbacks that haven't thrown an interception. Trevor Lawrence and De'Ari King. So...
Hell yeah. You're going to shut us off, though? Hey, let's get episode,
you know,
man.
If we win this game, we're going to see who we can on next. Let's see if we can get Kelvin on next, because you know we're going to be hype, man. But, hey, this was good. But, hey, everyone else, I know this is an important weekend, man. Remember, you guys got to put that energy out there. You gotta believe, because I know our boys can do it. We'll talk about this, of course. Win or lose, it's all go Canes, man. And beat KKK Clemson.